From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, Hastings Police Blotter, Hastings High School Homecoming Festivities. The Hastings Police Department filed reports for incidents from September the 8th through September the 15th. On September 9th at 4:26 a.m., officers responded to the 10 block of Ramsey Street for a theft in progress. 43-year-old Bradley David Cowden of Burnsville was arrested for felony theft. On September 9th at 2:54 p.m., officers responded to the 400 block of Lockendam Road regarding a report of a theft where almost $3,500 was taken. This remains under investigation. On September 9th at 3:11 p.m., officers responded to the 1400 block of Tyler Street for a report of suspicious activity. 21-year-old Christian Ronald Glasby of Hastings was arrested for felony first-degree damage to property warrant in Dakota County. On September 9th at 6:06 p.m., officers initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle that failed to yield for emergency vehicles at Highway 55 and River Street. A Minnesota DVS request for examination of the driver was filed. On September 9th at 8:08 p.m., officers responded to a domestic assault on Shannon Drive, and a 33-year-old Hastings woman was arrested for domestic assault. On September 9th at 9:19 a.m., officers received a report of a stop-arm violation at the intersection of Village Trail and Union Court. One juvenile was charged with gross misdemeanor stop-arm violation. On September 10th at 4:51 p.m., officers responded to suspicious circumstances on Pleasant Drive. The case remains under investigation. On September 10th at 5:46 p.m., officers responded to the intersection of Northfield Boulevard and Joan Avenue for an assist other agency call. On September 10th at 6:38 p.m., Hastings police were dispatched to Walmart in the 1700 block of the North Frontage Road for a report of graffiti. On September 10th, at 7:46 p.m., officers initiated a traffic stop at 15th Street and Vermilion Street. That's where 44-year-old Jason Vanberg of Red Wing was arrested for continued criminal conduct, driving while revoked. On September 11th at 6:33 a.m., officers responded to a domestic disturbance in the 900 block of 6th Street West. A 33-year-old from St. Paul was arrested for domestic assault. On September 12th at 3:42 p.m., officers responded to South St. Paul and the 300 block of 2nd Avenue South in that jurisdiction to assist their police department with a homicide investigation. On September 12th at 9:46 a.m., officers responded to a welfare check in the 1100 block of Balls Drive. 63-year-old Timothy Stephen Lee of Hastings was arrested for an outstanding warrant during this welfare check. On September 12th at 10:40 a.m., Hastings officers assisted the Minneapolis Police Department with locating an individual. On September 12th at 12:09 p.m., officers arrested a 45-year-old Hastings man in the area of 18th Street East for gross misdemeanor domestic assault. On September 12th at 6:59 p.m., officers responded to Megan Drive for a hit and run. Officers made contact with the owner and another known witness. There are no known suspects at this time. On September 12th at 9:19 p.m., officers responded to the 200 block of 4th Street East for a domestic disturbance where a 43-year-old from Hastings was arrested for domestic assault. On September 13th at 9:56 a.m., officers took a past action threat call. The incident remains under investigation. On September 13th at 8:49 p.m., an officer responded to a shoplifting call at Walmart. A 56-year-old Dean Gerard Lawrence of Rosemount was cited for misdemeanor theft. On September 14th at 10:35 a.m., officers assisted a Dakota County Sheriff's deputy with a traffic stop that resulted in a motorist being placed under arrest for misdemeanor driving after revocation and gross misdemeanor providing false information. On September 14th at 6:49 p.m., officers responded to Napa Auto Parts after receiving information that a male was in the parking lot who had arrest warrants. 42-year-old David Brian Alfano of Stillwater was arrested for a felony and gross misdemeanor warrant. And on September 15th at 8:28 p.m., officers were dispatched to a theft at the 1700 block of Market Boulevard. This case remains under investigation, and all subjects who appear in the Hastings police blotter are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. It's homecoming week at Hastings High School, and the Hastings School District is providing information on some of the events that will be taking place there this week, as well as announcing the homecoming court. The homecoming court reverting back to a court this year after homecoming royalty last year. And this year's homecoming court includes Gavin Kocherer, Axton Bauer, Matthew Jelks, Charlie Reamer, Rhea Piney, Layla Tin, Maddie Elliott, and L. Endress. They are looking forward, the district is, to celebrating homecoming this week. The homecoming events will continue with varsity events throughout the week. Well, there'll be a pep fest in the gym at 1:30 p.m. on Friday, followed by the Raider football game at 6:30. And then on Saturday, September 27th, the homecoming dance from 8 to 10:30 p.m. Outside of homecoming, the school district is also inviting residents to the next community collaboration event, which is scheduled for Thursday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. in the lecture hall. The meeting will include a meet and greet with Superintendent Dr. Christine Wehrkamp-Herman, providing an opportunity to connect and share ideas. In addition, attendees will experience a live demonstration of their new AnatImage table, an exciting addition to educational resources. And now, a look at your community events. On October 7th, the Hastings Fire Department will hold its annual open house. Here's Assistant Chief Chris Paulson with more information.
October 7th, we will have our annual Fire Prevention Week open house. We draw a huge crowd, and we've talked to firefighters from other departments, and they don't draw the crowd that we do. I think the thing is the community support that we have. You know, we try to show things. Yep, we show off our equipment. We let the kids spray the fire hose. Mm-hmm. We usually cut up a car and show our auto extrication techniques. We usually get our community partners, you know, the police department, the sheriff's office, some other people to come in and show off their equipment, talk about their job. Dakota 911 is usually there. They're talking about what happens when you call 911. When should you call 911? When should you not?
Several big events coming up this weekend. On September 25th, head to the Rivertown Dog Park for Paws in the Park from 5 to 6:30 p.m. with your furry companions in tow. Event highlights include dog-friendly booths and exciting giveaways, a Strut Your Mutt costume contest, raffles and prize baskets, a balloon arch photo opportunity, and food trucks. The Rivertown Dog Park is located on 10th Street East in Hastings. Contact 651-480-6182 for more information. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour reporting.